Welcome to Beyond Words, The Power of Knowing, an audio transmission. I am Priestess Angelique from the House of Liberation, where mystical neurodivergent leaders become architects of their own liberation. This transmission is designed to help you tap into your inner knowing. In today's fast-paced world, it can be easy to lose touch with our inner selves and the wisdom that resides within us. We often rely on external sources to guide us, but the truth is, we have the power to inhabit our own liberatory architecture now. So get ready to embark on a transformative journey with Beyond Words, The Power of Knowing. Welcome to part two. Versus conditioning yourself to become the standard of what may be desired. So there's an illusion in that because you become the standard of what is desired, but you actually don't inhabit it. So when people get together, partners, friends, fill in the blank, everybody's shocked when things turn to shit. But we were taught to create the spells and the illusions of the desired thing and not the inhabited thing. Because the inhabited thing means all the time I'm not, you know, on 100, that I fluctuate and, you know, I ebb and flow. Well, I can't ebb and flow because you're creating your validation system for your being off of how I am. And if you're dependent on how I am, I can't ebb and flow because then you think that there's something wrong with you because you're dependent on external validation versus connective belonging, connective communication, and interdependence. That we understand that we are not only gifting ourselves to each other, but we also reflect each other. We also become, right, like all these dances. Those are the distinctions. So what do? How do you get to the knowing? You're going to have to do some unpacking. You're going to have to do some evaluating, some asking questions. This is where we ask the fucking questions, not in our deeper knowing. Now, when you're thinking about, if you think about human design, if you haven't heard about human design, it's a system of wisdom compiled from other systems of wisdom to create these archetypes. It's all archetypal work, right? And so one of the things that, for example, I'm a manifesting generator, my authority is my sacral, and so that is a place of like knowing. It's just, I know and I move. Living in a society that says that may be flaky, that may be this, that, or the other, translates challenge. But yet, if I inhabit the fullness of my own signature, because I know it, now some of these external wisdom bodies only give you permission for what you already know. That's why it resonates. Hello, resonation. It resonates because it already exists as a thing inside of you. So it gives you language in a world that is not cultivating nor supporting your expression, right? Your unique knowing and unique expression, which is the gift again. So we look to these systems and we say, okay, I see myself here. I see myself here. This feels, look at what actually happens when there's resonance. Your body is lit up. Not your mind. Your mind goes, it makes sense. Because your mind found words to translate the body stuff. But it's the body that goes, ah, yes, I am an Aquarius, right? It's your body that goes, ah, that sounds like me, right? Because it recognizes that there's a frequency inside of the language that is communicating the deeper sensing. You with me? So having said that, when you begin to come deeper into your own knowing and you deconstruct these external, it reminds me of like having an obstacle course, right? This is where we get all this language from, obstacles and barriers and the difference between an obstacle and a barrier. We get this obstacle course that we have to go through because it's part of the deconditioning for you to get into your knowing. But once you get into your knowing, you understand that can be communicated in any way. And you don't necessarily need to speak the language in the same way that language is articulated in this dimension, which may risk being misunderstood or not understood, but understanding is actually, look at the difference. Understanding is actually a social construction. Knowing is what we're looking for. So, and this is like also operates in an old term, right? Like in the Torah, the first five books, well, that's actually the Tanakh. In the Torah, right, the Hebrew scriptures, there is this idea that knowing it, that whenever you heard that one person knew another, right, in that way, it was about having shared intimacy, having become shared energy, sex. And so I love that because it, again, it's giving us to the, getting us to the root of this word of the act of intimacy shared between the humans is that now they're in deeper knowing of each other. And in this deeper knowing, you're no longer trying to, you translate in order to be understood. You actually inhabit, you communicate multisensorially. That creates a frequency, which creates a resonation for another human being to draw closer or further apart. Because the frequency does not connect. The resonance is not available. When you stay in your knowing, when you are anchored in that, everything that you create, everything that you do is coming from an entirely different place and will offer an entirely different experience of satisfaction and anchoredness and groundedness because you are no longer using, I want to think of like Google Translate. As a Puerto Rican person who speaks Spanish, I detest sometimes doing things through translation because there's no way English will ever translate Spanish in its fullest essence. Anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me right now? Google Translate is not going, and they never do. It takes a lot of work to get these translating systems to actually literally translate your Spanish. It's again, Puerto Rican, your Spanish into English that holds the energetic frequency of what was said in Spanish, which feels and is entirely different. So that is the same operation. And I think about this as an entrepreneur that if you looked at my shit, I mean, you know, it's like, does she own a business or is she, what's happening here? Why doesn't, or, you know, why does she come out? Because I have had to both like be in the process of deconditioning, but also be in the process of like understanding and reconditioning myself to the idea that my inner knowing is sufficient and that my inner knowing is not for grabs for me to turn into and like water down and right, like fucking create all these like ways of it being understood by people who do not actually speak the language or communicate rather in that way. So if I'm the gift, I'm supposed to resonate and vibrate from my own knowing, inner anchored system. And when I do that and the vibration, communication, energy, communication, vibration, those things are one thing. When it's coming out, it's externalized, right? In my orbit or whatever, my field, Instagram, my fam, like, you know, my home. It's going to resonate because it's speaking to something deep within another person. So if I broke that down any further, what is going to happen is that it will begin to lose the potency of the spark, the potency of the communication, the potency of the frequency, because you've had to change it from its state, origin state. Well, aren't we supposed to like be able to understand each other? Not necessarily. This is, and I teach this in my classes and in my training where folks are like, I want to understand. We talk about this when we're talking about empathy. I want to understand what you're going through. I want to understand what it means to be a neurodivergent Latinx woman of color. I want to understand what it means to be a Black man in 20, right? Like, you can't understand unless you are operating from the frequency and that hardware. it's experiential. You cannot understand the experience because you're not the person. You, what you feel when you feel empathy is that you have developed in some way the sensitivity toward the frequency of another human being. And what you are feeling or sensing is actually minute in comparison to the experience of that energy in the body that it's coming from. When you can understand, respect, and accept that, then we are free to move in a way that I don't need to understand your pain in order to honor your humanity or do something or participate and contribute to the undoing or the, you know, cutting or whatever the case may be of the thing that is causing that amount of pain. And the only person that can really inform that in terms of like, you know, oh, why do we need to change something socially? Well, let's see. How many people is it impacting negatively? How many people is it actually unraveling? Fill in the blank, right? Like the total impact of it, if it is not generative or beneficial, if it's actually denying access to resource, access to very basic human needs, in addition to the idea that it forces distortion and self-abandonment, we got a problem, NASA. Right? Like, we have a problem. And we don't need to understand the full experience of that. We need to believe the person being impacted by the thing. Vice versa, there's this idea as well that if my frequency is being negatively impacted, my energy, my life, my knowing is being negatively impacted, then I am going to create boundaries for our frequencies to keep yours at bay and to keep mine's in the container so that we're not creating the static that happens, which is the bullshit, the static that happens in trying to make something happen or tolerate really deep disruptions to my own frequency. Right? My own generated frequency. And so that's why we have to set boundaries with people whose energetic frequency is chaotic and painful, right? Because they haven't gone inward to work with their thing to bring, you know, to understand it themselves. That's where understanding comes in. It's actually understanding for yourself, right? Comes in, and then you're able to bring, you know, wholeness or whatever is needed for that. What, you know, those are stages, right? Healing is a practice and a process. And so what happens with that is that because people are unaware and the chaos is actually, because they're so disconnected and fragmented from their being, the chaos actually creates a tornado-like vortex that can't help but everywhere it goes to disrupt, then we put the boundaries in place as an offering, a gift of love, both for ourselves and others. I love you enough to support you in the way of you cannot cross this boundary. You cannot come in this second gate because I'm going to have to care for myself because I may feel in danger, right? Or there may be a risk that is not aligned with my frequency. And I'm going to need to protect us both from me having to protect that and really like, right, challenging ways, and from you having to receive the consequences of having, right, stepped over that boundary line. Does that, are you with me? Can you see that? Where it's like, no, it's actually a kindness to both of us. And this is where, for me, boundaries, it's taken a long time for me to really register the way boundaries move in my system. In my system. Your boundaries can look like a body scan, like an MRI body scan, and your boundaries can look like a fence. Your boundaries can look like, most often it's interesting because people can think of boundaries like the electromagnetic stuff that people put on dogs in order to shock them when they cross the line, right? Like there's so many different ways, and you have to find the language, your communication style of boundaries. But that's why we set them. We set them because we're like, I honor my frequency and I honor your frequency and where you're at. I don't need to deconstruct your shit entirely because I'm setting a boundary, and that is not going to just come and make mess in my frequency. That's not okay. And this is what we're not doing, right? So what you're doing in terms of really learning to discern the difference between the knowledge, the knowing, right? Your inner knowing, and deconditioning from societal and all of those pieces, reorienting your connection. I think about spark plugs when I think about this. I think about literally like a weird vehicle obsession, but it's really good in that way, because what it does is it tells us like a gas tank is energy, oil lubricates, helps keep things. If all these things stop being, you know, windshield wiper, anybody turn on the windshield wiper when it has no fucking fluid? My goodness, that thing is horrible, right? there's so many possibilities, right? So I see it that same way. The way you're connected, your energy sources, spark plugs, you know, again, I love the language spark plug, right? Because there's a spark that happens that helps activate a thing. If those things are connected externally, how will the car run internally? So all of these things need reorienting. This is why I love doing the work that I do. This is why I love coaching. This is why I love teaching or mentoring and training, you know, creating those spaces for deeper teachings. Because in so many areas of life, these things are multi-level. They don't ask you to be accomplished. They don't ask you to be finished. They ask you to be in relationship. That's why my coaching and my work is never about like, I'm going to take you to the moon. I'm going to take you to the stars. And you're never, ever, ever going to have, you know, it's a process. It's a practice. So my work is to walk along with you. And as I share into these interwebs and the energetic field, you walk along with me if it resonates. If it doesn't resonate, it is not for you. You are welcome to move on and find a resonation that makes sense to you. Can resonations change? Absolutely. As you cultivate a direct relationship with your own knowing and your own frequency and the quality of it, so that you don't have to mix it with others or cover it or conceal it, you know its full measure and its full texture and taste and all of those things, then you're able to shift into prioritizing your sensorial input when it comes to listening, when it comes to smelling, when it comes to tasting, when it comes to seeing, right? Those things can change. Your frequency does shift and change, but it should be oriented by your own internal relationship, not by your external need for validation or your external need for translation or language or articulation. Let's call it articulation, because language and communication, those things can vary. But articulation is the subscribed, contrived conditioning of our society that says that this is the language that works and this is the language that doesn't work, which is why we're like, oh, you know, some people speak Ebonics. No, dumbass, that's not how that works. Oh, you know, some people are not as, you know, educated. No, that's not what's happening. What's actually happening, your form of education is just coded language. And you're saying that somebody doesn't speak that same language. That doesn't make someone less than or any of those other things. So what, you could articulate the same as, that doesn't mean you have the depth. It doesn't mean you have the authenticity. It doesn't mean you have the knowing. It just means you learn how to parrot. Great job. Clap. We're doing great as a society. All you have to do is parrot. What if, I'm going to take this one deeper. This is like a banged out teaching. If you ever want to know how it works, this is how it works in my mind. It's like boom, 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 boom. When I think about reality creation, when I'm thinking about like, how do you inhabit a being that is already at the place of? Here's how you would do that. You can learn some steps. Absolutely. Go ahead. If you don't know anything about that, there's things like timeline jumping. I'm so grateful for my eldest, because they, you know, in their own journey and resonance, they have found things that they've needed. And I've, you know, found my way to the concept. I'm a root person. Everything I'm going to go to the root of it in order to find my resonant frequency for it, right? Like if it doesn't, and if it does, then it does. If I know there's something in there, I'm going to stay a while to figure it out. I'm going to be there a little bit longer because I'm going to, you know, work with it until I understand what aspect of it is resonating for me. You see what I'm doing there? And so here's the thing. We do vision boards. We do scripting, vision boards. You would put the images of the thing you're headed towards, you're desiring, your goal, etc. We do scripting. Scripting is actually writing out as if it already happened, all the details of what it would feel like and be like. All right. Yes, yes, and yes. That's a great practice. That's a great, a great exercise, right? Like a try-on exercise. Beautiful, wonderful. But what's really been coming through to me is that there's doing that, but the challenge of that is that you're accessing it from a mental state. The mental state is the communication, the language center. It is the, and also where an articulation may come out of, right? The mental state. The creation state, the place of creation, the place of inhabitation happens at your root knowing, at your central place. Now, whether we're looking at, Eastern medicine with the idea of chakras and things like that, it moves in so many different ways, and that's translated in so many different ways for so many different people. And I think it's important that you find the root of your own, I want to say cultural identity in a way, but I want to say ethnic more so, right? Like your root origins and your body and your makeup. I'm thinking about words for this, but you know what I'm saying? Like your people of origin, all of those things, you're going to look, because that already lives inside of you and is activated when you tap into it. So when I tap into my Jewishness, I'm activating at a cellular level things. When I tap into being Taino, I am tapping into the activation that runs in my own system. So I have easy access to that versus me grabbing some other wisdom body, some other system. Right? Or just feeling visually romanticized and in love with it, but not externally inhabiting and knowing it. Because if I did that, then how that wisdom body came about and all the pieces that brought it into existence, into this realm, I would know and have the experience of that too. So I would never misuse it. And I would never allow myself to look at that in a way of, I am going to have this at a superficial level and not understand the connection to a culture and a people. Let me take that one deeper and then I'm moving on. For example, I stopped wanting to teach yoga as a practice, as a physical movement practice. I thought it would be great for trauma, et cetera, et cetera. I started a training, but realized the layers and levels of disconnection. You know, we talk about appropriation, but to me, it's even deeper than that. We get to make money by these things, and we're using a wisdom body from a people who actually are not even within their own context able to access some of this stuff. There's a disconnect there. And so it's kind of what I heard. I forgot his name. It's that one actor. He did that one speech for the, whatever. And he was saying that if you're going to critique our resistance, it's like, now I entirely forgot. But it's the idea that if I'm going to take something, if I'm going to use something from another culture that I wasn't like directly born into, then I also need to have an active part in the liberation. I need to have an active part in the dismantling. I need to have an active part in what it means to be free, for example, as a person coming from the deep teachings of yoga, right? And Hinduism and all of those pieces. There's so much to that. So when I tell people to try to reconnect to there, is because when you're connecting in that way, you are activating what is already available to you. You draw from that for this inhabitation, right? So my mother, my mother's mother, my mother's mother's mothers, my mother's 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 mothers are all moving through me. I draw from that activation because it has a, the texture of it is much more solid, much more connective. So when we are looking at shifting what we call realities or shifting these things, you don't have to go far to imagine what it must feel like to be lush or to be elegant or exquisite or abundant or fill in the blank. This is why I really appreciate also P. the Fairy's work, which Ari from Saltwater Stars, of course, introduced me to, which I love, right? Where before you do a timeline jump, you're looking at the now timeline and you're actually like locating it and you're saying to yourself, okay, this right here, right now, is great, is wonderful. I'm going to give gratitude to what is wonderful right now, right? You don't discount, erase right now for where you're going. You look at where the energetic vibration of what you're wanting to inhabit already exists here now, because it gives you the sensation and the feeling of. When you have the sensation and the feeling of, you're creating a stronger energetic resonance, a vibe that actually allows you to draw up that sensation as a state of being and not an external state of cultivating. So then you be the person who is experiencing not just abundance like financial in your bank, then you're also experiencing abundance in your day. You're experiencing I like to think of abundance as generosity. You're experiencing generosity in time. You're experiencing generosity in resources of all kinds. You're experiencing generosity in your own body as a sensation, as a feeling of ampleness, of, right, amplification. This is why getting to the root, getting to your inner knowing is so fucking important. It's so important. Because when you get there, that state doesn't live in a question. That state doesn't live going, does it actually work for me to... Right, it doesn't do that. It's like hungry. Pee. Itch. Resonance. No resonance. Right? Like dead silence. No resonance. It's there. It's available. Our journey is kind of, and I think of the spiral linear, like come in, come deeper and deeper and deeper. And we're all guides to that process in different places and in different pieces. You may come to me for one piece in one place, not come to me to take on me to be you, but you come to me because I am in the practice of being me. Excuse me. I'm in the practice of being me, and being in the practice of being me, I can support you in the practice of being you in this area or in these particular areas. Next thing you go, you move on as you're journeying through your life and you come across someone else. And they help become a guide because they're practiced in these couple of things that are to help you identify you and become practiced in a frequency that is yours in those particular areas. For example, I work a lot with spiritual stuff. I work a lot, right, with spirit. I work, this is why I'm a priestess and, you know, or a bruja, however, whatever the word is, a mystic, right? I work with the idea of decolonizing. I work with the idea of recovering or healing from trauma. And when I say that, I say it as a process, a verb, not a, right, like, not a final thing. I am also, a lot of my work includes surviving from abuse. So those are things that I can speak to the person in recovery from that. Just layer and layer and layer and layer and layer. Someone who struggles with confidence, self-confidence, I help unpack, dismantle, you know, deconstruct all of the pieces of that so that you can get to a place of confidence actually based on the idea that you confide in yourself. Right? That's what confidence is. You confide in yourself. You actually have an internal trust measure by which you can operate. So, having said all of this, having laid all of these pieces out, what I want to say as an integration of this teaching that I desire for you is, whatever method you use, if you use mind mapping, if you make lists, please, for the love of the goddess and all the gods, the great divine spirit, please don't overwork yourself trying to find a way to do the thing. I want you to turn back in. If a list is more comfortable, use the list. That may be a conditioning thing, but let's just start with what you have access with. If it's a mind map, it's a mind map. If it's a imagery, a mood board, it's a mood board. If it's a recording yourself on your phone to talk it out, then do that. If it's reaching out to someone to say you want to talk, you need to process something to make sense of it. You hear that? Process to make sense of it, then do that. But the modality in this term is not as important as doing what makes most sense for you in your body and makes most sense for you right now in order to start working with the integration of this teaching. Start allowing yourself the permission to step into deconstructing these pieces, starting by the categories or the, you know, compartmentalization, starting there, but because you're headed toward unification, so that you can decipher in your life where you are operating from the place of knowing and where you are operating from the place of just being able to articulate and just being able to, mentally think you understand something. So you're going to look at your life and you're going to break it down. You're going to take the pieces and look and say, am I in my knowing here? And if your response is mental and you're going into explanation mode, there may not be that type of knowing yet. You may have a conceptual mind about it, but not the integration, then you know you need to integrate. Then you know you need to create space for yourself to be that. And the piece, this is why in the neurodivergent world and the autistic world, the idea of unmasking is so important. And of course, according to your own capacity and your own experience in life, right? Your own level of safety with that. But this is where confidence and safety being an inside job becomes really important, right? Because the safety comes in because you are no longer, you're going to allow yourself to fully be yourself, and you will also remove yourself from places where you are not valued, seen, wanted, etc. And that will no longer override the danger alarms that your system is giving you, which is how we wind up, how trauma winds up in the body, is that all the alarm systems have been suppressed. And that's what makes us sick, and that's what makes us confused, and that's what makes everything feel chaotic. Because no longer are the natural alarm systems in the body allowed to express themselves, whether it was abuse or whether it was colonization, you know, synonyms here, or, you know, whatever it is, those were taught to be muffled, to be silenced, to be gaslit, second-guessed, to be rejected, all of those things. When that happens, then you're unable to actually defend yourself. So when the alarm comes up that tells you energetically this person is not in a place of resonance or frequency with you, you need to, you know, set a boundary, either remove yourself or just really monitor your exposure and really be in your anchored, like, shielded energy, right? Because there's that thing too. you're going, because you can't do that and can't listen to that, your body can't trust you, your mind can't trust you, because you're going to do the same thing that you've been taught to do, to diminish it, force yourself into the unsafe thing. Your body's going haywire, your mind is way open, the doors are all open, and that's how harm is enacted. You're supposed to be able to close your door and say, this is actually not amplifying or resonant for my frequency. I don't go to you and tell you that you're not amplifying and resonating for my frequency. I set a boundary and I communicate what it is, and then I remove myself for whatever I need to do. Because you're going to have to deal with the cycle, the reciprocal cycle of energy. If you're not allowed to deal with the energy that you're putting out as it comes back to you, you will never grow the awareness that is needed to shift the harm that you can create for others or impact others with, right? And so there has to be that spaciousness. So allowing yourself to actually look at the places where you've been conditioned by either societal conditioning and constructs and coloniality and all of those and all of that shit, classism, sexism, ableism. And or you're also looking at the trauma, which the trauma, the experiences of violation actually create a distortion. So you're going to have to look at that, the reactions and the coping, and bring it back into response by honoring when the alarms are going off in your system. It's the first initial thing. You know it. You read it. You see it. You dismiss it. The minute you dismiss it is the minute you actually tell yourself, I don't believe you. And because you don't believe, right, you're not being in your lived-in body, you cannot have confidence because you actually don't believe in you. So you're not in your body and you can't build a state of actual confiding, because you can't confide in a person that won't run away from danger. You can't confide in a person that is going to put you in harm's way. There's no trust. The trust is broken because there's no safety. So when you begin to inhabit the same behaviors and operations of the experiences that were unsafe for you and allow that to continue to be on repeat, your body is going to continue to experience trauma in its at a cellular level. And it is going to continue to create clouds of confusion at a mental level. The real mind here, the real essence of a human being, is actually coming from your very gut intuition, literally and figuratively. That is the true brain. These main organs are your true brain. And the brain that we perceive as the head, like the access to all the things in terms of cognition, is actually the communication center of the inhabited being. So you see what should be informing? What should be informing is not the brain to the rest of the body. It's the other way around. And that being the case, then that teaches us that we have to operate from a different place. We have to come back to the center, right? Come back to this, the anchored vortex of our energy, which is our spark, which is who we are in our essence. When you tap into your essence already is the person you're trying to be. Because the reason why you resonate with something or the experience of something resonate with you is because it already exists as a vibration in your center. And your conditioning, experience, all the shit got in the way of that. And now it's getting louder and louder. So now you're trying to figure out, how can I reignite this? What does the repair of this actually look like? Right? So whatever methodology you use to ask these questions, to dive into them, that's up to you. But what I want to say to you is, if your method, whether note-taking, whatever it is, gets in the way of you actually doing the integration work, then we've identified part of the challenge and you need to pivot to just getting to the integration work. the only reason some of us struggle with structure is because when you are here to teach, when your walk, your assignment on this earth is teaching other humans, then you are going to find ways in which you are needing containers in order to give it. It's like the package, the packaging that gifts it to others, right? So that it can go and do what it does. And that's why you have this impulse and this need for a structure for something. While there's other folks that have no need for such nuisances of ideas, right? The structure. Why do you need? You need a structure? I'm like that, and it's taken a long time for me to understand. Well, why do I need a structure? Well, it's because of the assignment I have. Now, the structures are going to change, which is the thing that I needed to learn, right? The structures are going to change because they need to. They should evolve. But what doesn't change is my internal inhabitation of the thing that is my assignment. To teach liberation, to teach healing, to teach a coming back to this central self that I'm speaking of. That's my work. Now, all the structures that it operates in, whether I'm doing poetry with kids, trauma work with, you know, women, or whether I'm doing decolonial anti-racism trainings for all peoples, whether I'm doing energy work on somebody laying out on my energy table, the structure does not fucking matter. What matters is that I'm connected to the essence of the thing. But because I'm here also to teach, the assignment is also to teach, then I may need structures and containers for that. And I need to be okay with that rather than beating the shit out of myself and being like, no, it's the conditioning that needs the structure. No, no. There's a difference between me trying to make something understood and me trying to make something fill in the blank and me finding a container to put this gift into so that I can give it to you and you can take it and use it however you see fit, which that's why the structure doesn't matter as much for you as does getting the nugget and the thing that you're going to integrate, right? Because you have your own methodology, modality, structure of operating. You have your own system. You've just been conditioned out of it. So when you find it, again, the way you best operate, then that's how you go, oh, shit, I'm going to get Cohen and Angelique's teaching and I'm going to listen to it and then I'm going to write it out and then I'm going to break it up into pieces that make sense to me. Sense, you get that again? Sense, your sense. It makes sense to me. I don't need to go back to Angelique and be like, oh, go ahead, Angelique, you didn't. I get to be like, oh, this is actually what I'm going to do with this. So that it is actually nourishing, fitting to me. It actually works for me. So there is your assignment, and that should be your assignment throughout the rest of your fucking life, that when you are sensing an energetic frequency, resonance, vibration, synonyms in some ways, right, with a teaching, with something, with a concept, with an idea, your job is to look at it and then not take everything, because if you take everything, then you're putting on another person. Your job is to take the ideas and suss out, right? Like get out what is actually the frequency that resonates the most for you. Take those ideas and integrate them in the ways that you integrate. So all of that to say, you're just getting the teaching. This is a download. This is a channel that is going to give you an enormous amount of knowledge. How you turn that into wisdom is actually going to be up to your own agency, as it should be, and modality, as it should be. And then what I would love to hear is, what ways has this like fucking set your ass free? Like you're like, holy shit, this heffa gone done it. I feel just listening is enough. I'm going to go on and live my life, right? Or maybe you're doing the integration process in terms of like you're looking at breaking it down for yourself and like, how are you applying this for yourself? I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to be in witness of it as your guide. It is a fucking honor, an amazing honor. So thank you so much for listening to this teaching. I hope that it has been for your most, it's interesting because I try not to use highs, like your deepest well-being and your deepest being, beneficial, generative, healing, anchoring, grounding, soothing, all the words that mean, I hope it is nourishing for you. I hope that you can see yourself clearly. And I am here rooting for you in the same fucking way that I'm rooting for myself. So I love you. Blessings to you. And until next time. Thank you for listening to Beyond Words, The Power of Knowing. I hope this transmission has inspired you to tap into your inner knowing and become the architect of your own liberation. So if you're longing to embrace your true self, unlock your full expression, and be the architect of your liberation now, I invite you to connect with me on social media at the House of Liberation and subscribe to my Substack where I share transmissions and poetry. And you can book a one-on-one coaching session today so that you can begin to avail yourself of the tools that will support you in fully rocking out who you are now. So thank you again for listening, and I look forward to supporting you in building liberatory architecture just for you with the deepest love and devotion. Kohenet Priestess Angelique.